Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. Good morning. This is Around the Table live from the City of Gastronomy, where in 60 short minutes, actually 58 short minutes, we are going to take you on a tour of the most delicious things that Tucson has to offer, because we are live from the City of Gastronomy. Each and every day, we invite the most interesting and influential tastemakers, newsmakers, style makers, movers and shakers, foodies and friends, to join us around our table for conversations about the delicious world of food, culture, entertainment, and everything that makes this, the Old Pueblo, the most delicious place on the planet. We have a jam-packed and fun-filled hour. We're going to take you to some of our favorite places. We're going to go to Boca Taco today. We're going to talk to Ken from Ken's Hardwood Barbecue. Ken Alexander's become a really good friend. And, you know, one of the great things about the table is that James Beard said it himself when he said that food unites us, and it unites us in the ways that we don't always get to see and connect around in life. Life goes fast, and slowing down and sitting down together at your table, something really special happens. And with the welcoming that genuine hospitality creates, and the feeling of conviviality that comes about when people go out and dine together in a public way. You know, we can all get DoorDash. There's great food everywhere. They'll bring it to your house. But do you really want to sit home and eat that food by yourself? The whole point is conviviality, to me, as I define it for young people, is the joy of sharing meals together. That's what we're going to celebrate today. A little later on, and I had the chance to sit down with Ken Alexander at Ken's Hardwood Barbecue earlier this week, and he's working on the most delicious hot chicken sandwich. Now, when I say it's a hot fried chicken sandwich, and there's been a lot of brouhaha about the fact that Popeye's Fried Chicken came out with a sandwich, and it was so popular that they sold out. I don't think that's the story. I just think that's the story they're telling. I don't know whether this is a manipulation, but everybody's like, oh, I can't get that sandwich. People want what they can't have. But you know what you can have? You can have an extraordinarily delicious fried chicken sandwich made with extraordinarily good ingredients that taste delicious, with crisp and spice and intention. And that's what Ken and his family make at Ken's Hardwood Barbecue. So I had the chance this week with Ken to sit down and taste while this was in development. It is ready to go as far as I know, but I don't know if it's going to make it on the menu yet. It might just be a secret menu item. So if you are craving a spicy, crunchy, delicious fried chicken sandwich, that's the place to go. Ken's Hardwood Barbecue down on 22nd. A big event is taking place to help. And in the greater Tucson area, we thank our teachers each and every day for taking our children and partnering with us to teach them everything they need to know. There's an event called Tapas for Teachers coming up, and we're going to go to the phone lines and tell you all about it with one of the people responsible for bringing this event to life in the coming week. Lori Lundberg, hello and welcome.
Good morning, Jennifer. Thank you for having me.
So tell us about Tapas for Teachers and what exactly is it? Because I know more people love tapas, and we're all kind of like, oh, is there a tapas restaurant? Is there a new tapas restaurant? Or how are you pulling this one off?
You know, so Tapas for Teachers, I think this is the fourth year that the CFSD Foundation is hosting this event. And we have 10 amazing local restaurants that will have tastings of some of their really delicious menu items for sampling. And so for a $40 ticket, you can have unlimited tastings from 10 restaurants, and some of those restaurants include Charo Vita, Finney's Landing, we'll have Proof and Reforma, Face, Union Public House, and North, and not to mention Bottega Michelangelo and Beyond Bread.
We love Bottega Michelangelo. In fact, I just met Frank this week, so I want to send a shout-out to him and congratulate him and thank him for participating in this.
It's an amazing restaurant, and I love what they've done, the changes and the new menu. It's really fantastic.
I haven't been there since the changes. We'll have to put this on our list. Remind everybody where it's located so we can tell everybody where to go.
So they are just off of Oracle. I believe it's on McGee. McGee and Oracle. I might even technically be Oro Valley. I hope I'm not confusing anyone there. But yeah, they've done some remodeling and have a new menu. So it's really, really tasty. And we're excited to have them as part of our event.
How did this, what is the concept benefit with regard to the foundation? Because I think it's really important to remind everybody in this era of Red for Ed that there are teachers and organizations partnering to make a rich experience for our kids. And it's events like this and organizations like yours that are really contributing to that. Talk about the sort of nuts and bolts of how we're helping kids by going out and enjoying tapas.
Sure. So the foundation has been implemented simply to raise supplemental funds. And what we do with the money that we raise, we gift it to the Catalina Foothills School District. And those monies go directly to a program that is for teachers that helps attract, develop, and retain excellent teachers in our school district. And last year, we were able, through the generosity of our amazing donors, to give the district $150,000, which we hope to do again this year. And through our Tapas for Teachers event and direct donations from the community, we believe we can reach that goal, and we'd love to do that again.
When's the event taking place, and where do we go, and how do we get tickets?
Sure. Yeah, so tickets are at cfsdfoundation.org. And the event is next Friday, October 11th. It's from 6 till 9 p.m., and it's going to be at St. Philip's Plaza at River and Campbell. And I just want to mention, give a shout-out, we have Gigi and the Glow coming to perform for us.
Oh, cool.
They are this amazing, you're probably familiar with them, a great Tucson cover dance band. They are always a hit. We'll have a silent auction, and right now we have over 70 items committed to the silent auction. We've got a signed U of A men's basketball from this year's team. We've got football tickets, gym memberships. We've got a Miraval spa package, and we've got great gift cards from some of Tucson's favorite restaurants, the other favorites that aren't actually serving at the event. But and we've got parking spots for each of the CFSD schools.
That's awesome. You know, I want to make sure that we contribute and participate in this too, and so we would like to offer somebody the opportunity at the silent auction to bid on becoming co-host for a day here with us with all the tastings of good stuff that goes along with that. So make sure you and I connect offline. Give my engineer your telephone number, and we will talk after the show today, but we really love what you're doing and congratulate you and thank you for all this effort.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. That would be so exciting. I'm sure a lot of would-be broadcasters would love the chance to do that with you. So
What I'm kind of hoping is somebody will buy it for their kid, because there's nothing I like more than talking to kids about food. And I found out about this at our local Little League game, because we're all connected. And in this community, they're all of our kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we love and value our teachers so much. I'm a CFSD parent. I've got a daughter in fourth grade at one of our schools, and I couldn't be more pleased with the education she's receiving. So we just want to continue to do what we can to keep bringing that great education to our community and help those teachers.
So Tapas for Teachers is this coming Friday, the 11th, at it's at St. Philip's, correct?
It is, right out in the plaza. So hopefully good weather, we'll have a gorgeous night.
It will be a spectacular, delicious night. Thanks an awful lot for coming and telling us all about it. This is Around the Table, live from the City of Gastronomy, where each and every day we invite the most interesting and influential tastemakers, newsmakers, style makers, movers and shakers, foodies and friends, and somebody who is putting us on the global map in this City of Gastronomy sense, because the world is paying attention to us. Maria Maison is perhaps best known as the chef owner of Boca Tacos, conceiving of it, taking it from its origins on Speedway and growing it into what I will call one of the essential culinary cornerstones of this community. Maria Maison has really perfected, I won't say perfected because that would suggest that there is an end to it. The great thing about art, and what I think of when I think of Maria Maison, is that she makes art. And instead of using paints or musical notes, she paints with flavor and is somebody who is practicing the fine art of tacos at Boca Taco in its new location on 4th Avenue in the historic 4th Avenue Shopping District. Painting with a palette of flavors and colors and salsas, original items that you just won't experience anywhere else. And there is no one who does this better than Chef Maria Maison. And she has taken to telling a full story in how she welcomes her guests. Her hospitality isn't just with the food and drink that she shares at Boca Tacos and Tequila. She's begun telling the stories in narrative form. There's a brilliant documentary that is online right now. We'll tell you about that. And she does Facebook Live from her location for visitors from all sides of all borders. For that, she is one of our most welcoming hostesses in town. She practices the fine art of hospitality. She practices the fine art of conviviality, creating on that palette of hers on 4th Avenue, a space in which cultivating conviviality really is perfected. And most importantly, she is a practitioner and an artist in the fine art of tacos. We welcome her now to this show. Welcome, Maria Maison.
Wow. I am speechless, and that's very rare for me. Thank you.
I have to tell you, I love that documentary they did.
That was fun, huh?
Now, where can people find that? I know I've seen it three different places online, and I just want to share it with everybody.
I believe it's on YouTube. It's on the Arizona Department of Tourism.
Mm-hmm.
They came to me and with this idea. The director, Jack, he actually has won Emmys for a couple of things he's done. And it was a very... I want to say natural.
Yeah.
Documentary. I was very humbled. I got the pleasure to share with Dan Gibson and his wife, and my wife. And I literally took them where we go, mm-hmm, whenever I can to have fun. And it was awesome because all these owners of this particular establishment that I took them, they were so, like, humbled and blown away that I'm like, hello, you've seen me here. And they were, like, so thankful. And that's what Tucson is all about,
right?
Sharing the light. I always have a saying that the sun shines for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that should be our tagline more than anything else.
Well, the thing is, if you do good, good things will happen around you. And I love what I do. I love cooking. I love representing Mexico through taco or an enchilada or whatever the case may be. And what better way to show the world what Tucson is through this restaurant? And that's it. That was the documentary. It was stressful for me because I was trying to do 40 things at once. When it, you know, that's my life when it happens with the restaurant. But it was fun, and that has brought more awareness to, I'd like to say, the other humans, not the restaurant people, mm-hmm, the other humans, that Tucson, it's 100% local.
Mm-hmm.
We are local restaurants, and that was my goal. That was my main goal, to show people local restaurants, and that gave me the idea to talk to my PR, and we did my first video in Spanish, which is my first language, but it was very awesome.
It was awesome.
The other one, because I have two going now, the Spanish one, because to teach my people, people from Sonora, you know, we are a border town, and people have no clue how many people from Sonora and Sinaloa come here,
mm-hmm,
Tucson and Phoenix, to drop money, to shop. And it's literally, I mean, I don't want to get all, you know, math and numbers, but
our economy is good because of them.
Yeah.
And to teach them that do not go to a fast food joint, mm-hmm. do not eat at, I mean, I'm not saying that don't eat at the mall, but after you shop, go out. Tucson right. has a lot to offer. And that's what was my goal with the Spanish one. And that, that's on our Boca page, but on Facebook. And I just learned that I have a YouTube channel, too.
I love that. All right. So before we run out of time, because I know you're getting ready, you're prepping for a really busy weekend. One of the reasons we adore working with you and sharing these stories is because Tucson doesn't taste like any other place on the planet. And the fact that we're a city of gastronomy means that people will pay attention. But what we do once they give us their attention is very important. We have to show them what Tucson tastes like. Your place is one of the places we take them to say, this is how food and flavor come to life. You've recently, well, there are several things you do. You have an exotic meat taco every Wednesday. You have specials every day. You've got remarkable things going on. But one of the things I love that you do is that you pay attention to the seasons. You cook with a very familial intention. You cook with the love that comes from someone that loves you cooking for you. And so as we head into this change of seasons, you know, we're in October. We're kicking off this October series. You've brought back the brilliant soups to Boca Taco. And I came in this week. It's soup season. And so we're kicking off soup season with Boca Taco. And my hope is to come in every Wednesday night and invite the listeners to come in and have a soup soiree that we'll taste soup together and talk about food and have a meetup where we can do this. But we want to do this around the fact that you've got different soups that you've brought back. Really classic favorite items from your menus, your versions and interpretations of these really, you know, classic icons of Sonoran and Southwestern Boca regional local cuisines. Talk about soup and how important it is to you and what are the soups you're bringing back?
Nothing says I love you like a warm cup of soup.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing says everything will be okay or nothing is better the way to celebrate, to be sad, to be happy, to be mad. So I have it on the menu, says, you know, soup of the week, not always available because on the summer, I don't want to melt people. But October, as soon as October hit, I started with the traditional albóndiga.
So good. Yeah, Your version is so good.
Thank you. And I even used like purple carrots and it kind of like painted the meatball. Purplish. It was so fun. I'm going to do the traditional pozole, albóndiga, caldo de queso. I'm going to do the traditional ones, and I also get wild. One of my sous chefs asked me, he's like, hey, chef, can you think you can do the coconut tomato chipotle curry one that you...
It's good.
And I'm like, yeah. I just blend away stuff that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, in hoping that people would like it too. So, yeah, we change soups weekly, quote unquote, sometimes more often than none because I make one batch and then when that batch is done, I make another one. And that's it. That's my soup season. People are excited about football season or other seasons. I'm excited about soup season.
I'm excited about your soup season too. And I'm going to work with you and we're going to collaborate to not only celebrate your soups through these cooler months, but use it as an opportunity on a monthly basis to have our friends come and meet up with us and taste these extraordinary soups. And I look forward to doing that. Maria, tell everybody where Boca Taco is located, what your hours are, and what your special is right now and why they should come down today.
We are located in 533 North 4th Avenue. Literally in the middle of 4th Avenue. I would like to say we're the heart of 4th Avenue now.
You are the heart of 4th Avenue.
And we're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. We close at 8 p.m. on Sunday. I actually just revamped our menu just a little bit. I added a birria-style taco. I added a al pastor taco. And fun with desserts. Just have on the bottom... I'm not a pastry chef, so I said rotating desserts that actually tend to be on the savory side more than the sweet side.
They're so good, though.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And we have happy hour every day from 4 to 6. And on Thursdays, why not? I let it run all night from 4 to 10 p.m. We're full of fun drinks. We have tequilas, beers. We have bacanoras. We have mezcal. And it's an environment that you order on the counter, and we take care of the rest. You order, you pay, you sit down, we give you a number, and we get cookies. I don't have a steam table, so I want people to grasp that. Not having a steam table means that we cook to order.
Yep.
It's a restaurant of fine Mexican cuisine that specializes in tacos, and that's what we do at Boca. And we even fried our chips to order. We don't even have, like, chips under a lamp. So I take a lot of pride on what we do and how we do it. So I invite people to come, give it a try. And if you're feeling happy, down, or whatever the case may be, sit down outside in our patio to people watch.
I love your patio.
Our patio is so
It's like
so
an oasis on 4th Avenue. Maria Maison, thank you so much. I feel like I want to say something, you know, sort of cute, like you're the Frida Kahlo of fine tacos, or you're the Georgia O'Keeffe of it. But the truth is, you're the Maria Maison of the fine art of tacos. You are
thank
such
you.
An original, and we are so fortunate that you practice your fine art on 4th Avenue. Thank you for doing that, and thank you for being here and supporting us.
Thank you. Thank you for being my friend for a long time, and you are, as always, a huge voice for Tucson and the gastronomy, and thank you for loving what you do, and keep doing it.
I will. We're going to take a very quick break with messages from our delicious sponsors, including hers truly. This is Around the Table, live from the City of Gastronomy. We'll be back with more right after this. And sending a shout out to all the kids at Canyon View Little League as we are in the throes of fall ball season. Thanks for hooking us up with the Tapas for Teachers. We'll be back with more right after this. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Around the Table, live from the City of Gastronomy, where the thing that makes this culture and community so rich is the men and women of the kitchens, who are the chefs, who bring the food to life, who are really the ones who cook with the intention that make this the most delicious place on the planet. During our off-season, the summer months, the chefs of Tucson collaborate and get together, and they do several projects, one of which is the Gastronomic Union of Tucson, which produces a series of three dinners, which are extraordinary. There are really very few cities in the world that do anything even remotely like this, because they don't have the collegiality, the friendship, respect. They don't have the community of chefs that we do. One of the other things that the chefs get together and do is something called Knife Fight. It's a fundraiser, and over a series of several weeks in a round-robin tournament-style series of competitions that are done on Monday evenings at some of our favorite places, head-to-head, chefs will cook Iron Chef style with a blind box of ingredients. Only the difference is each of them will bring a secret ingredient, and it is all extraordinarily fun, delicious. You want to get to know who the people are behind your favorite places? This is the best way to do it. Gary Hickey and Michael Elefante have done an amazing job, along with their families and their restaurants and their crews, to welcome the other chefs from all over Tucson to this competition. We're getting ready at the end of this competition, which is next Monday, 2 days from now. We're having the Knife Fight finale. And to join me now to tell you about how come you do not want to miss this is the man who put it all together, the extraordinary Gary Hickey from Churro Steak, the executive chef of the Flores Restaurants and Churro family of restaurants. He's really done extraordinary things to help put us all on the international culinary map, and I give him a lot of credit for why we are, in fact, designated the City of Gastronomy. Gary Hickey, chef, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're amazing. And between Churro Steak and then Churro Vida and then Churro Del Rey, where you bring in the Fanny Bay oysters, and if you ever have a craving, just wander down, and it's the best slurp in town. I thank you for all of them. This Knife Fight has really become something important for the community, and other cities, big cities are starting to take notice of what you're doing. Tell everybody for whom this is the first they've heard of Knife Fight what it is.
So it's a bracket-style cooking competition, like you spoke of. It's we start off with a blind draft. We had about 27 applications this year for the cooks and about 10 for the bartenders. They go into a hat and we pick blindly. Actually, Tucson Foodie does the blind picks for us, so it's third party. And then they go up on the wall, and it could be executive chefs against prep cooks and so on and so forth. And it's just a great time. It's fun to get your brothers and sisters in arms out and actually all get together one night a week, and it goes for 8 weeks. And Monday is the finale, so we're excited to see, for the first time, a female chef. You were speaking about that in the finale. Doma from Doma's Delights has been lighting people up this season, so we're excited to see her in the end. And then a fairly newcomer to the scene, Chris Burrell, is. So it's exciting to see the validity of the contest. There was some controversy the first year because I actually won, and I was, one of the incubators of it. So it was nice to see Roderick Ledesma take it last year. I actually lost to him. I made churros out of ramen and lost. So, his dishes were absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
But Monday's going to be great. We got so much to raffle off. There's going to be in-home cooking by myself and Michael. We'll come out to your house and roast a whole pig and kind of make dinner for you and 20 of your friends.
Oh, wow. That'll be awesome.
There's a knife making a class with Don Nguyen. Michael Lopez from Master Mix DJs is throwing in a wedding party. We just have a ton of stuff to raffle off this Monday. I'm trying to raise money for awareness for Connor's Cooks.
And the beneficiary of this, we just want to very briefly say, Pat Connors left us too soon. He had cancer. He was a key figure in the Tucson Originals. He made this community something special while he was here at Pastiche. But he was really generous with his time, and it's as if he set a really high bar example, and you've sort of picked his mantle up and just taken it even further. Talk a little bit about the Connors Charity and the foundation, what they're trying to do, and because this is the beneficiary of all of this.
Right, and I was a recipient of the Pat Connors Award 2-3 years ago, which is amazing to me because, it's chosen by your peers, and I was floored when I received that award. So, like you said, he was kind of the visionary of what the union is now, I think. He really wanted to keep community close and support education, and he always had time to mentor someone if they had questions, and he was just a great restaurateur in person. So we were with Hospitality Helps last year, and we decided to go in a different direction. We wanted to make sure that we were taking care of the cooks specifically. So 100% of all the proceeds raised from the raffles will go back to cooks, dishwashers, prep cooks in need in our local kitchens.
Tomorrow night, the event takes place at the playground, correct?
Monday night.
Monday night. I'm so excited. I want it to be tomorrow. Like, I want to be there, and I want everybody to come and see this.
Come to a few of them this year.
I've actually been to all of them.
And
I was very lucky. You invited me to judge one of them, and I love judging these. It really is amazing.
Awesome.
So on Monday night at 8:30, we're going to kick off the cocktail round, the cocktail finals. Ryan Hoffman. I'm a huge fan. He's a young guy, and he just brings it. But he leads. He's a young kid. He's leading our industry, and he does amazing things. Talk a little bit about the bartending portion in the early part of the evening.
So we added the bar fight last year as kind of – well, we actually added it the first year to the finale. It was we took the bartender from the parish because the parish was going against me, and then we took my bartender from Charles Steak, Alfredo. And it was just kind of a cool warm-up, really got the crowd going. And it's nice to see, people in the front of the house coming out to cheer people on when it's mostly been back of the house. We got Zach Deason. He's at Illegal Peace now. He's more of a speed and flair kind of guy. And then we have Ryan Hoffman, who's, he's nuts and bolts and
But
you know,
his bar is at the AC Hotel downtown. And what most people don't know is that out of the entire AC group of hotels, last month they recognized the bar in Tucson, Ryan's Bar, at the AC Hotel Tucson, as the number one in the whole AC group.
Well, good for them.
And there are bigger cities. He just really knows how to create, as you do with the Charo brands. It's about the kind of conviviality and welcoming hospitality that gets created here. And somehow, Gary, everybody that goes into this competition, this knife fight, they bring flavor to the dishes that they create that really has at its core an essential seasoning of that kind of hospitality. They really have been cooking Tucson foods.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we always try to keep it interesting and challenge them a little bit. But my philosophy when I was, you know, a challenger was I wanted to bring something good that I'd want to eat. So I'd always bring, you know, center of the plate stuff, seafood, steak, dry-aged short ribs, you know, kind of stuff like that that if I was a judge, I would want to eat. So, and I know there's been some, you know, hot Cheetos and Jell-O packets and some other stuff this season. So hopefully
the fruity pebbles. Don't forget the fruity pebbles.
Oh yeah, the fruity pebbles.
But then there was some like really there was some ingredients that gave pause. Let's just say.
Yeah. Some ingredients gave pause.
Like the pig's blood.
Pig's blood was a
That was a pause.
That was a pause. The boiled pig heads were pause. Thank you, Ben Forbes and Forbes Meat Company for that. But we have some awesome surprises lined up for the finale. So you got to come out. Starts at 8:30 at the playground. Admission's free. It's always free. It always will be free. We actually earn money through the raffles. So we have a saying that we say at Knife Fight. I probably can't say it on the air, but it's buy tickets and win stuff. So,
yep. Thank you for that. That you just saved me $10,000 fine from the FCC. I appreciate that. You're an awesome human being. You're a fantastically talented chef. But most importantly, you're a real leader in our community. I'm really grateful
that
you do this.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking time to come and visit with us. Knife Fight, the finality. And by the way, we should say, Chris Burrell, you don't know that name necessarily? Okay, let me tell you about this kid. If in all of the people that I've seen, and I have come to every single one of the Knife Fights this year, watch him work. Watching him work is such a joy and a delight. You learn so much. His knife skills, the way he moves smoothly. He's in control. He's unflappable. He's tasting things. You want to understand what it is to compete? Watch Chris Burrell. And then there's Doma. I don't know how to explain what she is so in the zone right now. Watching her work is a treat and a joy. Her sense of flavor and her sense of irresistible is impeccable. What she can create is just flat out some of the most delicious food I've ever had in the 520, period. Who's going to win? It's a very tough call. Gary, what's the Vegas line on this knife fight finale?
I want to say it's probably a little heavy on Doma taking it down. I mean, that's the word on the streets. But everything you said about Chris is correct. He's methodical and he's thoughtful about his plating. And, you know, he's scored over the hundreds every time he's competed this year. So, you know, it's going to be a tough one. And the ingredients that we have for them to play with is going to be interesting. So hopefully they bring some complimenting stuff. And it's going to be a fun time.
Well, and the other thing I'll say, Gary, is each of them, watching them come through the respective ranks to meet head-to-head, the thing that strikes me about both of them is they each know how to make the food you want to eat.
Right.
There's not a thing Absolutely. That's been put forward by either of them that you don't want to go back and have a second bite of. They've both hit irresistible. And if you could really pick everybody that's competed, I think the purity of this competition was validated this year because the talent and the cream did rise to the top. The best flavors did rise to the top. And it's not that there aren't other great chefs making great flavors, but there was just a little something special about what each of them are bringing this year that for this time and place, it just announced itself like all competitors do in any judging situation. The winner, I will say this time and time again, the winner always announces itself. It's not as hard as it seems to judge these right. competitions, because truly the winner always says, I'm the winner.
Right. Absolutely.
Gary Hickey from...
Unless you make churros with ramen and then you...
Who gave you ramen to do that with? That's just cruel.
Roderick did.
Dang. All right, but the fact is you are now making gluten-free churros at Charo Vita so that if you have a child or a loved one who has been gluten intolerant and has never been able to enjoy the pure, delicious joy of a churro in Tucson, Arizona with a fantastic dipping sauce, you've made it possible that people come and taste them now. And by the way, I've got to tell you, Hola Hemp, I love your Hola Hemp. It's just one of the great products, and I got to salute you for creating it. It's delicious.
I appreciate that. It's definitely been one of my babies. The tortillas turned out 10 times better than I thought they ever would. They're light and crispy, and I mean, the tamales are, you know, they're pure food source. So it's a complete meal. So we're excited. We're being looked at by collegiate lunch programs across the country.
Oh, nice.
Put them in their cafeterias and stuff. So we're pretty excited about that, too.
Well, congratulations. Well deserved. Chef Gary Hickey from Charo Vita, Charo Del Rey, and Charo Steak. Thanks so much for being here. The Knife Fight finale is taking place this Monday at the Playground in downtown on Congress. Be sure to be there at 8:30 p.m. It's a free entry. And bring some money to buy raffle tickets, because when you buy tickets, you win stuff. And the stuff that you win is worth it. Trust me when I tell you, I have been out there selling these tickets and watching in sheer delight and envy as people win gift certificates and hotel stays and all of these other remarkable prizes. This is Around the Table live from the City of Gastronomy. We will be back with more right after this, taking a break for messages from our delicious sponsors. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Around the Table live from the City of Gastronomy. And on Sunday from 9 to 12, there is a farmer's market taking place at Five Points. Five Points Cafe is the hub, the Lexus, the nexus, the location of this. And just to the north of the building in which Five Points Cafe is located is a Cesar Chavez Park. And that is where Ben Forbes and Pivot Produce and Sabrina Regas from the Urban Grove are all coming, among others, to bring their delicious wares to share with Tucsonans. I will be there as well with peppercorns and fresh spices. The Five Points Farmers Market is a very special growing market because it endeavors to bring the most local ideas of sustainability to life. There is a new curator of delicious at the Five Points Cafe and Market, and some of the items they're bringing in are the best that you can find anywhere in the country. And on Sunday from 9 to 12, we will be there having a farmer's market. And it is one of the few places where you can get the really delicious Ben Forbes sausages. Pivot Produce will be there. There are sustainable, wonderful ideas from some of the best young, passionate minds in town. And Sabrina Regas will be there. She's had an incredible date harvest this year. Fresh local dates will be available for sale, and they're so sweet and delicious. You're just going to love them. I'll be there with the world famous Flavor Bank peppercorn salts and spices and much more. For more information, you can call Five Points Cafe or look at them online. So our good friend Ken Alexander is going to be joining us in just a minute. But I have to say, I went to El Torero last night. And if you haven't been to El Torero lately, located on that corner between 4th and 5th Avenues on 25th Street, it's been there since the 50s. It's family owned and operated. And our good friends, the Holtquist family from La Rua's fame, have been really instrumental in taking the vibe and the flavors of the history of El Torero and the history of La Rua's and the family traditions from whence they come and bring it together. They've renovated the space. It looks amazing. They've got a fantastic bar there now. And Chef Mikey Hultquist has done something extraordinary. And if you haven't been lately, I have to tell you, please go and try it. It's a beautiful space, but he's making his food. And on the menu is his version of an ahi tuna bowl that is so exquisitely delicious. It is one of my all-time favorite Tucson entrees. They're open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, closed on Sundays and Mondays. And for all the flavors that you know and love from La Rua's and El Torero, you can visit them again at the Torero. El Torero is located on 25th Street between 4th Avenue and 5th Avenue, just south of 22nd. And tell them that we sent you, because the ahi tuna bowl that he's making is so insanely delicious. I embarrassed myself. I nearly licked the bowl. So my good friend Ken Alexander and I sat down this week, and I told you that I was very privileged to get to be part of the new product development and testing process. And all that meant is I got to eat a few bites of the most delicious hot chicken sandwich I've ever had in my life. But you know, when people are cooking for you that love you, you can taste it. Ken and his family have been cooking for us here in Tucson at the Ken's Hardwood Barbecue located on 22nd. He joins me now, and I welcome him back to the show. Ken, how are you? I've missed you. Have we lost Ken? Ken, are you there? Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi.
There you are, my friend. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Awesome,
man.
Thanks
for inviting the show today.
I have to tell you, I had such a fun time having lunch with you the other day. I literally could hang out with you all the time, and I know you've got a lot of responsibilities, and you've got a lot of things going on, but I have more fun talking food with you than almost anybody.
Oh, yeah. I had a great time the other day, and, you know, I love food. I love to eat. And so it makes conversation fun when you love food and you have a passion for food and you love to eat.
Now listen, over the next few weeks we're going to be coming out to your location. We're going to be broadcasting live and we're going to kick off the preparations for the party season coming up. But one of the things we wanted to make sure we talked about today, well, there are two things. One is we want to make sure people understand that you do incredible catering, but that you really do book up, whether it's for Thanksgiving and the smoked birds you do, or for Christmas and holiday parties. You only have a limited amount of days in which to do them, and you will sell out. So we wanted to remind people about how to get on your dance card for the holiday season and talk about the kind of parties you do.
Yeah, so we do a lot of corporate parties. We've done for O'Reilly Chevrolet. We've done, you know, a couple of car dealerships. We do parties for some of the other companies around town. So we and then also we do family catering for the holidays and holiday parties. So as you said, we do book up and. So right now we're booking for the holidays, and we start smoking turkeys, as a matter of fact, at the beginning of November. So if you want to book a holiday party, just give us a call at Ken's Hardwood Barbecue, 520-745-4746, or just email us or go to our website at www.kenshardwoodbbq.com.
And I have to say, I'm going to embarrass myself because I'm going to gush about this over and over, but the reality is, those green beans you make are so sensational. They taste like home.
Yeah, it's my mom's recipe. So she's been making those beans for quite some time, and so we love them. But it is her her green bean recipe that we use.
I love it. Listen, the other thing I wanted to make sure we talked about today is the fact that when you were talking to me the other day, we tasted two things. One we agreed to talk about, which is that beautiful, hot, crispy, spicy chicken sandwich that you and your family are developing and are going to put on the menu as an answer to the fact that the Popeye fried chicken's hot chicken sandwich. I'm going to let you speak about this.
Yeah. fried chicken sandwiches seem to be the hot seem to be the thing right now. And my son KG has developed a hot chicken sandwich. He developed the sauce. He's developed the breading for the sandwich, and we've been testing it in our test kitchen. He's posted it on our website a couple of times, but it is a fantastic sandwich. I love it. You and Charles got a chance to taste it the other day, and it is very flavorful sandwich. It's moist, and we enjoy it. We're going to put it on special this weekend, this upcoming, not this weekend, but the following weekend, we're going to have that chicken sandwich on our special menu.
And we're going to be out there to kick that off.
Yep, that's right. We're going to be running the show. Will be hosted next week at the restaurant, Kansas World Barbecue, and that'll be the big special. Is that hot chicken sandwich?
And let's give everybody the address.
It's 5250 East 22nd Street. Come on down and see us. And if you happen to be around next week, come in for the show.
But what's around this weekend that I want you to try is the fried catfish sandwich, best I've ever had. Ken from Ken's Hardwood Barbecue, thank you so much for all your support and your friendship and for making that delicious food with the love and intention you do.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. I appreciate you.
Fellowship is alive and well, delicious, and waiting for you at Ken's Hardwood Barbecue. As we wrap up this really quick hour, I have to tell you, I am grateful to all of our friends in this community who make this the most delicious place on the planet. We are live from the City of Gastronomy, saluting the kids from the Keno Baseball League who are playing a big series of games today. And that reminds me to say, go out, cultivate conviviality, and when you get home, hug your kids and count your blessings. We'll see you next week live from Ken's Hardwood Barbecue. This is Around the Table, live from the City of Gastronomy.